get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Sassy Scribe. I'm coming to you with another hot fire show of Situations with Sassy here on Bashani Radio, New York City and worldwide. Again, on the top three podcasting platforms, that is iHeart, iTunes, and Spotify. Also, don't forget, you can download the Bashani Radio app on your iTunes store or your Google Play store. No more excuses. You'll get a push notification for Situations with Sassy, as well as the host of shows that are on our network on Bashani Radio. The shows drop each and every Monday East. Excuse me, that is 9 a.m. Pacific. Before I get started on today's topic, and there are a couple of topics that I want to talk about, so I'm going to apologize in advance if I don't get to discuss both of them. But before I get started, I got some feedback. The listeners feel that I repeat myself with what I'm about to say, but I'm going to say it anyway, so they can get mad. They can get upset. But I have to say that I continue to be humble. I continue to be thankful, and I continue to be grateful that you take 30 minutes or so out of your day, whether you listen to Situations with Sassy every Monday at noon or the other 6 days of the week within that 24-hour time frame. You take time out of your day to listen to me, out of the host of other podcasts. And trust me, there are 100 million shows. Oh, I'm not going to say 100 million, but there are a million shows on love. There are a million shows on dating. There are a million shows on sex. There are a million shows on relationships. I call it LSD because LSD is a psychedelic drug. It messes with your mind, which is what love does. We all want it. We're all addicted to it. We're all searching and seeking for it in some form of fashion, regardless of what your orientation or your proclivities may be. We all want that connection to another individual, whether it's going to be on an intimate level. When I mean intimate, where your souls are communicating, your spirits are entwined, and there's this connection that's unexplained. Or if it's just sex, you just need a hug, you just need a kiss, you just need to be touched. We all need some form of connection. And the goal with Situations with Sassy is that I am not trying to tell women, and I have to keep saying this, I'm not trying to tell women how to get or keep a man. The goal of Situations with Sassy is for us as women to be accountable for our actions. I can't stress that enough. I can't say that enough. I started Situations with Sassy years ago, or almost 15 years ago now, I want to say. I don't know the numbers in the 10, between 10 and 15 years. But I started this show after a bad breakup, but I had to understand that I was 50% of that equation. And I had to do a lot of self-reflection. Each relationship that I've gotten in, each relationship that I've been in, each person that I meet, I try to learn something. I try to understand that person was in my life for a reason, that we connected for a reason, that the universe felt that it was time for us to be together and that it was time for us to part ways. I had to understand and recognize that. And that's all I want women to do. This show is for women to understand the game of dating. And then, you know, I get the people who will say, well, your topics regurgitate. That's because there are new people entering the dating realm each and every day. It could be a woman who's 50 years old, been in a 30-year marriage, and she doesn't know how to set up an online profile. She's not really savvy in the things to look out for, the Jedi mind tricks and the game and the bullshit that people play. She doesn't understand ghosting. She doesn't understand breadcrumbing. She doesn't know the stages of dating. She doesn't know the type of men she's going to meet. She doesn't know what type of woman she is. She could have been in a relationship for 30 years and never experienced an orgasm from her mate. I'm not saying from herself, but there are so many different things and topics that I discuss and talk about that's going to resonate with someone. And if it doesn't resonate with you, you throw it away. Maybe it'll resonate with a friend. Maybe you've had a conversation that you can say, that topic we were discussing a couple of weeks ago, Sassy touched on that on this date. You can share that show. You can listen to it and say, listen to what Sassy was discussing. So I'm not trying to tell women, and I have to say that because men are always negative Nellies. No offense to Nelly, but they're always negative Nellies coming to me, and I call them negative Nathans. They're always coming, you know, they're sending these negative comments, and I welcome negative comments. I welcome positive comments. It's the only way that Sassy's going to grow. I welcome that. I have a thick skin. I had to. I grew up. I've been a plus size woman all my life. My sister and I were called the Stump Sisters. My cousins cracked the dozens on us on a regular basis. And you had to learn how to let that shit roll off your back like a duck. Just like water rolls off of their back. You had to learn that. You had to understand that. I want women to know who they are, to understand who they are, to recognize who they are, that they need to understand that they're meeting and or entertaining the same type of man with a different name. Why is that? Maybe you need to look outside of your type. Think outside of your box. That's the goal of Situations with Sassy, is to get women to be accountable for their actions. That being said, the views and comments of Situations with Sassy are solely the views, comments, and opinions of Situations with Sassy and not that of Bashani Radio or their advertisers, subsidiaries, and or assigned. I need to get that out of the way. So I apologize for those who think that I continue to repeat myself, but when people take the time out to listen to me, when they could be listening to a host of other individuals, I have to thank them. It is in my best interest to thank them. Whether they listen for 5, 10, 15, or the entire 30 minutes or more, or less, it depends on how I get my point across. I need to thank you guys for that. So that's out there. A couple of topics I want to talk about. I'm going to try and get to them. If I don't, I'll do it next week or later on within the season. But when it's on my heart to discuss something, I need to get it out there. And I really don't like talking about other people who discuss dating, who discuss relationships, who discuss sex, who may have a bigger footprint than I do. Then don't get me wrong, I have a footprint, but they may be a little bit more well-known than Sassy. And there is apparently, and we all know this dude that has this YouTube channel, and he discusses what it means to be a high value man. But what I'm noticing is that there are a lot of dusty mofos out here who think that they too embody that of a high value man. So before I get started on what's going on with this individual, I just want to give a quick rundown of a couple of characteristics of what makes a high value man besides money. And the money is going to be relative to the area in which you live. I live in the DMV, that's DC, Maryland, Virginia area. There's a high cost of living out here. It's a high cost of living in California. It's a high cost of living in New York City. Not that high in Florida. It's a high cost of living in Chicago. So it's relative to your geographic location as to what that dollar amount would be. I think here in the DMV, it's going to be between $10,000 to $15,000 you're going to need. Maybe more, maybe less. It depends on if you have a family, if you're single. There's a lot of variables that go into that. But the federal government is within this realm. It's a lot of federal government employees and contractors. Pays extremely well. People live very well out here. And Maryland has the largest African-American county, Prince George's County, and it is the largest and most wealthiest county in the nation that consists of black individuals, educated families, putting that out there. But I want to talk about these characteristics really quick. And I just want to break it down because this individual on YouTube, and I'm not going to say his name, but we all know who this individual is, and we all know the his followers. Now, why women choose to ask this individual a question, I have absolutely no idea, but I've learned that the patriarchy, which we live in, is such that women tend to take advice from men. And contrary to popular belief, I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to get a lot of pushback. Women don't need men. We want men. But we don't necessarily need one. We need water. We need air. We need food. We want companionship. We want love. We want understanding. We want loyalty. We want trust and sex. And we want all of that that goes with the man. But the water and the food and the air, we can get on our own. Ladies, know the difference between your needs and your wants. I 100% absolutely want a man that embodies the characteristics of a high value man. Therein lies the difference. Black women are out earning and we're matriculating professionally more than our black men. But black men want traditional women when they aren't traditional men. So the notion is that high value men don't, they're not attracted to women like me who are plus size women. They're not attracted to women who are over a certain age and single, that they're not attracted to women who are single mothers. And when you turn on the television each and every day, especially since a lot of men want to base their life on how celebrities live. When you see Russell Wilson marry Ciara and she was a single mother. Steve Harvey married his wife and she had, what, 3 or 4 kids, 5 kids, something like that? So it all depends on that individual. More than money, high value men are very self-aware and they're able to manage. These are the men who absolutely understand and recognize the path that they're on and they are moving forward and they are focused on it. They understand how to connect with other like-minded individuals. They know how to manage their relationships personally and they know how to manage their relationships professionally. They have a purpose into what it is that they're doing. They have a purpose, an explanation, and a why. High value men have character, they have morals, they are connected to certain individuals that are as well as like-minded. They are aware of themselves physically. They eat healthy. They may exercise, even if they don't eat quote unquote healthy and they're not, you know, giving up meat and all of this other stuff, but they are focused on what it is that they put into their bodies. They're driven, purposeful. They have they could come across as arrogant, but it's confidence. They have this high self-esteem. It's not a narcissist, but they have a high self-esteem. These are individuals who are assertive but firm ensure. It's more than money that makes a high value man. And there is a petition that's going around that's been created by the Goldie Jones channel. And she started a petition because she wants this individual removed from YouTube and Instagram. Now, I have a problem with the cancel culture because Sassy has been has had email sent to the network in an attempt to cancel me in season, I want to say season 11, maybe season 10. I did a show on civil rights versus gay rights, and the gay community wanted my voice completely canceled. They don't understand how this network works. But, and I did lose a couple of advertisers, I'm not going to lie to you, but this cancel culture has to stop. There's a certain level which we have to say enough is enough. Now, I'm not going to knock this individual's hustle. I can't knock it. I'm not going to knock it. But what I will say from the few clips that I've listened to of them delivering their advice, it's more in the delivery of what they're saying and not necessarily of how they're saying it and not necessarily what they're saying. So this individual is saying with it's called Remove Kevin Samuels from YouTube and Instagram. When I looked at it yesterday, it wasn't it was looking for 15,000 signatures. They got 15,833. They're trying to get to 25,000, and it's on change.org. And again, I'm not with the cancel culture, but the cause and effect of the advice that he's given has unfortunately caused some violence against women. Now, I haven't seen anything documented. This is just based on this change.org petition. But it says, with the rise in violence against women, specifically African-American women, and if you've listened to any of Situations with Sassy show, any of my Women Talk Live TV talk show, you know that we discuss that the most unprotected species on earth is that of the black woman. So this individual has galvanized a community of men of all races and nationalities in the outspoken hatred of women. They said removing this voice of divisive vitriol will allow women to feel safer, not only in public spaces, but in online communities as well. Freedom of speech is a constitutional right for each of us. However, when that speech is loaded with thoughts and threats of violence towards women, manipulation of young women, and even fantasies of death to women, that freedom of speech becomes a prison for all people, whose thoughts and desires are intended to isolate. Now, that's like yelling fire in a crowded theater or getting on an airplane and you're yelling hijack or bomb. There's just certain things that you don't do. And they said acts of violence, sexually predatory behavior, and even death has been documented as stemming from rhetoric from this individual and his community of followers has spewed in the last 12 months. I think he's been on YouTube a lot longer than that. But the clip that made him a viral sensation was that of him talking to a young woman who was apparently, I think she was a dog groomer. She made six figures. She said that she needed six figures and the man that she dated, high six figures, low six figures. I don't know. Don't ask me that. But it was six figures. But I know what caused it was that he told the woman that at best she was a five. And regardless of the fact that she made $100,000 or more, at best she was a five. Now, I'm tired of women listening to married men, gay men, men that have had a rotation of hoes in and out of their life, or men that have had, you know, two, three, or four different marriages. They are told not to listen to voices like me. I am one of those women who will tell you the truth about you. Damn him. I'm going to tell you the truth about you. The same way I have to remind some of my friends about the individuals that they're with and the people that they chose to marry and or get involved with. One of my friends, I tell them repeatedly, you didn't marry this man because he was romantic. You married this man because you knew that he was going to give you the security, the financial security and stability that you needed and required at that time. You can't change and try to morph him years later into being this Mr. Romance guy, bringing in flowers and thinking of these super fantastic dates, because that's not who you marry. And I'm not saying that people can't change as they get to know and learn individuals, but that's just not that individual that she married. That's not who he is. And you need to figure out how you're going to move forward as we're in the afternoon of our lives. That's what you need to do. And that's what you need to figure out. So I'm not particularly fond of the cancel culture. I absolutely am not fond of it. I'm a huge proponent of freedom of speech. But the words that you say out of your mouth, which is why I said I needed to choose my words carefully in the beginning. The words that we say out of our mouth have value. They have meaning. You could have someone tell you, 99 people could tell you that you are beautiful, that you are amazing, that you're special, that there's something about you that they absolutely love. But you could have that one individual, number 100, who tell you they don't like the way your voice sounds. They don't like the way you look. You need to lose weight. That outfit is too tight, that you need to change the way in which you do. They're negative. They're hitting you. And all of those other 99 voices have been completely canceled out. You only heard the negative. 99 positives, but one negative has completely canceled out all of those 99 voices. And that's where I need women to understand. This is just one individual. No, Sassy doesn't like the delivery of what they have to say. But I'm not knocking their hustle. If they can show documented proof of individuals that have listened to this individual and taken that advice, and there's been a negative and a negative aspect or result of that, a negative consequence, then I understand the cancel culture. But if there's no documented proof and it's just hearsay of, well, so-and-so listened to this individual on YouTube and then they went home and left their wife or beat their girlfriend up or, you know, sadly, maybe they've killed somebody. I don't have documented proof of that. Documented proof of a white person using the N-word and then trying to apologize to me saying that they didn't know it was bad. That's the bullshit that I want canceled. Because you're too old to be told, and you know right damn well that that's a derogatory word. That's the difference. But because you don't like the delivery, and I'm not capping for this individual. I'm absolutely not capping for this individual, because the majority of the individuals who deem that they're high value are most likely driving a 15-year-old Camry, living in a one-bedroom apartment with a goddamn roommate at 50 years old. With a roommate. And they're going to consider themselves high value. High value is more than your money. It's your character. It's your integrity and how you treat people. So ladies, you're not going to like me for this. I'm not agreeing with this petition. I'm not agreeing with the cancel culture because I don't see any documented proof. I need verifiable proof, and it's just me. But I need verifiable proof that the advice and views and comments of this person has had a direct result, a direct negative consequence towards somebody else. And even if it's only one person, that's one too many. But I still need that documentation. And I'm running out of time, so I'm not going to be able to get to my second topic, which is why I'm glad I didn't bring it up in the beginning. I can talk about this a little later. But as a community, black people tend to be too forgiving. But we also tend to jump on the bandwagon. And I want and I hope that my listeners are free thinkers, that don't take Sassy's word for it. Use your own judgment. And all you got to do is Google high value man, and the individual that I'm discussing will come up. Again, I'm not going to say their name, but you exactly know who I'm talking about. But I don't believe in this petition. It closes out with, it says, women feel unsafe in the presence of men who identify with his ideology and who have been berated while going about their daily lives. Yes, even while at work, with criticisms that have been spoken directly from this individual's mouth. The very words that were spoken on social media platforms have permeated every facet of daily life for unsuspecting women. Removing this leader of hatred against women will bring reprieve for all of us. Now, again, I haven't seen that. No, I don't like the delivery of what it is they have to say, but he just hasn't ran up across the right woman that will put him in his place. And I've had that individual come, an individual like him, and I did the show last week where individual tried to come for me and said that I was half of 100 and I was unwedded and unmarried. You got to shut people like that. You got to shut them down immediately. As far as this individual, I don't understand why women are still listening to this man when he clearly has an issue with relationships himself. That if you look into his background, and I'm not saying that people can't change, but if you look into his background, his black background is effed up. But women would rather listen to a single man, a gay man, a man who's been married multiple times, or a man that has a stable, a rotation, then they would listen to an individual like Sassy. And what I want us to not normalize in our community, which has been normalized, is that any woman that is single, regardless of age, any woman that is single, who's talking to her girlfriend, sister, cousin, whatever it is, and talking about relationships, the mindset is that the majority of us are angry, bitter, miserable, and we want you to join us in that company. And that is absolutely not true. Because if an individual absolutely loves you, the information that they're going to disseminate to you, that they're going to share with you, is going to be set out of love. Anybody giving you the wrong information is clearly not someone that loves you or likes you. Because I've talked plenty of my married friends off the ledge and told them to go back. And you've heard me say this plenty of times. I know what dating is like today. That's going to be another show later in the season. I absolutely know what dating is like. And if you got somebody that's been with you 10, 15, 20, 25, 30 years, then you turn your ass around and you make that shit work and you figure it the fuck out. Excuse my French. But what you're not going to hear from me is, girl, you need to let him go. You need to leave him. You deserve better than that. You're not going to hear me say that. Because, see, I know my friend. And I know you got a lot of shit with you. My circle calls each other out on their bullshit. So we need to dispel that myth that the patriarchy wants us to believe that every single black woman over a certain age is bitter and miserable. And if she's telling you X, Y, Z about your relationship, that she's saying it out of her misery and bitterness and jealousy and envy. And that's just not the case. The majority of us are that iron that sharpens the other iron and lift each other up. And we love you enough to tell you when you are wrong. So, sister, when it comes to this petition of yours, I'm going to say that you are wrong unless I can get verifiable proof. No, I'm not a fan, but there's a lid for every pot. Just like Sassy has her lane, he has his. I'm not going to jump on the bandwagon of canceling people that I disagree with in ideology. Because if that was the case, Trump's ass never would have been in office. Listen. That is it for this edition of Situations with Sassy. Remember to follow Sassy Scribe on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, WhatsApp, and you can also follow my Facebook pages, Situations with Sassy Scribe, the podcasting groups, the other groups that I have the Women Talk Live TV talk show, Women Talk, the Women Talk group. I have the Bad Dates and Other Stories. Come on in, and that's not my group, but come on in and you can share your stories on bad dates because we've all had them. I just had a disastrous one. I'll share it in another episode. And again, Miami, New Orleans, Charlotte, season 12 of Women Talk Live TV talk show. We're going to be getting in the studio in a couple of weeks and bringing you some new episodes. Check your local listings, but shout out to all three markets for continuing to wake up at 5:30 every morning on the CW affiliates. And you watch April J and myself and our co-host. We got a lot of changes coming up in season 12, so you need to stay tuned. So remember, live every moment, laugh every day. I don't know why I can't think now. But remember to live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. I'm sorry I didn't get to that second topic. I will do it next week. But until then, I will talk to you in a week. Peace.
Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.